Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Johnny Podres. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Davis. The throw from Tapp and he is safe. Davis steals second. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Banks is walked intentionally. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Heist hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Altman bunts towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Podres hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. Larker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. 1 out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Davis. The throw from Tapp and he is out, Santo applying the tag. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a line drive towards short. Wills reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseborough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Padres is 0 for 1 in the game. Padres bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Roseborough moves to second. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Roseborough moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Neal for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. El Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padres fires to first and has Altman trapped. There's the throw to Wills who tags Altman for the out. El Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0 for 1 in the game. Tap hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive towards short. Wills reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Larker hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Tap and he is out, Zimmer applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Davis steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Heist is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Fairley. Heist reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ed Palmquist now pitching. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam pinch hits for Ed Palmquist. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wills moves to second. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wills scores. Neal moves to third. It's 5-2, Cubs. Mel Wright now pitching. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Larker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Larker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Jim Gilliam now playing second base. Mel Wright is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Heist is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Heist hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roseboro is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 4 in the game. Wills hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.